Alright everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic. So what I'd like to do is cover a post I found on a men's rights subreddit called Hated by Family for Not Wanting Marriage and Kids by someone named Ace John. And here's what he has to say. My parents and relatives hate me for not following the life script. They're Indian and we live in America. My family and extended family are very religious. They think that everyone should get married and have at least two kids, otherwise they're defective. Oh, but wait, there's more. The spouse also has to be the same race and have the same religious affiliations. Talk about narrow. A family member is getting married soon, and everyone is very giddy about it. So one of my aunts looked over to me and said, I think you might be next. I looked at her to gather my thoughts and said, I will never get married, and I will never have kids. The entire place got silent, and they all got very mad, and said I was destroying our culture by dating outside our race and having premarital sex. There's a lot of male jealousy in my family because I had casual sex in college, and most of them are virgins. My parents proceeded to say in front of the whole family, we will disown him if he doesn't get married and give us grandkids to play with. This honestly broke me as the rest of my relatives laughed and said I deserved it. On the car ride back home, my dad said he never wanted me and only had me to please his parents. Apparently I was the reason he couldn't pursue a better field of work. Now he deserves grandkids, and I need to go through the same struggles that he did. My mother agreed that it was an accident, and it stifled her career. My brother was obviously planned, and they showered him with love. As a man, I am truly alone. It feels much simpler to pull the trigger because, what is the point? Unquote. So Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation, and I wanted to share this story to show everyone in the Indian community that wants to go his own way, that feels like he has to pull the trigger and get married because his parents are shaming him to do so, the consequences. I hope by pulling the trigger he doesn't mean something else. A few months ago he would have had the MGTOW subreddit to vent his frustrations on, but now he doesn't. I've run into a few guys online that are having mental health problems since the censorship against us has been ramped up lately. I'll discuss what this wannabe MGTOW that's about to surrender and get married can do about his situation. But first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to We Are Your Son, and We Love You. But our love is conditional so long as you get married, Bollywood Clown World show. Tons of guys are complaining how in the West there is no tradition, or that women are riding the carousel and now marrying their cats. What no one is talking about is how guys that have come from traditional backgrounds are enslaved to women through peer pressure. Especially when they come from the East, where they're put on this us versus them complex, where they look down upon Westerners and see themselves as superior. When I've called out other people from different cultures about this, and asked if they were superior, then why did they come to Canada or the United States, they would often look shocked and didn't have an answer. If they're better than Westerners, then why come to the West? The usual answer is always about money. It's usually not even about marrying the wrong person. If you name your children wrong or they don't learn your native language of origin so they can talk to their grandparents or their native tongue, your parents will also give you shit. They want you to preserve the culture and language. And recently I heard about a guy that married a woman from the same culture. And they had three boys, but he's not teaching them their native language. And it's a scandal. And he's being singled out and shamed in the social group. While I was growing up, I was weird enough or lucky enough, depending on the way you look at it, to have been ostracized from both the Western and Eastern cultures at a young age. Other people wanted me to adopt value systems that caused me great emotional pain. I said screw it. When you're from overseas and your parents demand that you find a spouse from the same background, that usually means it brings you deeper into your own community. This in turn prevents you from leaving your partner if he or she is abusive, because you're not only letting down her, but also your entire social circle. They want you to be completely dependent on love, attention, and social communication from your community. They take control or make you codependent by making sure you don't have your emotional and sexual needs filled elsewhere outside the group. This guy's parents are shaming him by forcing him to sacrifice his life for their happiness, because they had to sacrifice their careers and life for him. Those aren't the words of a loving parent. Those are the words of a controlling tyrant. But I think they're bluffing about disowning good old Ace because who's going to come and visit them at the nursing home? Remember that for women, their greatest fear is overall ending up all alone as they get older. So if Ace is listening and your mother says she will disown you, then ask her if that happens, who's going to come and take care of her at the nursing home? Breathe that fiery fear into her. Obviously, you're not being serious. You're just jabbing back at her and letting her know that she's manipulating your emotions, so it's not beyond you to do the same to her. I also don't know if Ace's brother is showered with love because he was planned or because he's doing everything that they wanted him to do, and it's just validation. Parents shouldn't play favorites because it messes up the psyche of those that aren't their favorites, but I think every guy should get to the point where he no longer needs to rely on the validation of his family or potential female partner. I know it's not fair for me to talk about that because I get 10,000 guys validating my message every day, but if you've got a good friend network, it can do wonders for you. I don't know if many of you are familiar with the so-called friend recession, but during the coup, more men than women are finding themselves with no good male friends to talk to or confide in. Bumble now has something called Bumble BFF, for women, to meet like-minded women for friendship. I first heard about this during the whole Gabby Petito story, where one of her friends mentions that that's where they met. I'm thinking that since men are lonelier than ever, and I've done more Skype calls in this year than all years combined, it would be an awesome idea to create something like Bumble BFF, but for dudes. If anyone out there knows someone that creates phone apps, a BMF or Best Male Friend app, I know it sounds gay, but I think it would be a good thing right now. Back in the day when I first saw Grindr, one of my gay financial clients showed it to me. I thought that the person that develops an app like this, but for straight people, would make a fortune. And now, ironically, I invest in Match Group, which owns Tinder. Now I think we need a friendship app for men. Unfortunately, most are set up for females. I found one called Bro that I'll check out. Maybe it would also be better to create an app for MGTOWs to find each other instead, then connect a message board to it, and we'd be off to the races. Back in the days when I was doing stock photography, I thought about creating a website that had every single picture of a house in a major city. 3 years later, Google Street View was created. I also spot the trends and ideas beforehand. A friendship app for dudes that want a bromance would be a good thing if it was done right. But most guys are more interested in relationships with women than male friendship. Luckily for me, I've been lucky enough to contact guys directly via Twitter. Then I find have interesting content online, and that I find interesting to have conversations with. My channel at least gets their attention so we can start exchanging ideas. But for most guys, it's hard to find like-minded dudes. Because of that, guys like Ace John will not have anyone to talk to. If he was raised in his own culture, then all of his male friends will probably be marrying Indian women. And if he doesn't get married, then he loses all of his childhood friendships. It's crazy how we have to be slaves to a cooch to keep our lifelong friends. That along with the threat of social isolation by being disowned by your very own side of the family. And you were never really alone from a young age, thus you will constantly fear loneliness. Meanwhile, for me, I fear the anxiety that most people bring me and just want to be left alone. What guys need to learn is the joys of solitude, and that being alone can be empowering. Cutting out the noise of other minds has done wonders for my mental health. The unconscious mind requires solitude to figure out complex problems. Solitude allows me to dwell on big ideas and generate meaning. We can't exactly do that with people yapping in our ear all the time. But if you're a young guy and you don't know that as a man, you shift from feeling lonely to wanting to be all alone in solitude, and you end up doing blue pill things and getting married. If you miss that because you're seeking out validation from people that clearly don't want the best for you, but want you to satisfy their grandchild desires, then you'll never know what it means. If you've lived in relationships your entire life with the fear of loneliness, then it's difficult to overcome that fear and see a different world on the other side. That's why when men are single, women push guys to date and get married. They don't want us to realize that we can be strong and independent on our own. Ace can still give his parents grandkids by finding a surrogate mother and having a child that way. Then he doesn't have to deal with a wife. Of course, then his parents wouldn't exactly disown him because he could keep the grandchild away from them. But there'd be no wife there that his mother could control him through at a distance. Eastern cultures are so incredibly gynocentric that they control men through the fear of losing a family that doesn't even love them in many cases, but are just using them in a different way. Guys also think that being with a woman that can cook extravagant meals is a positive, but what they don't realize is that women control men through our bellies, in addition to our balls. Your sister and mother can continue to manipulate you long after you've left the nest through your wife. Women are like the mafia. Once they meet each other and have a mutual connection, they'll keep talking to one another even after you're divorced from them. So long as you have one woman in your life, she will always pass down all the information and specifics about your life down to your exes, and you won't even have any privacy. The only guys that finally get their exes out of their lives are the ones that disconnect from all the women in their lives. Traditional parents know that they have a window about 15 years to get you married and having kids from around 20 to about 35. After that, men's sex drive drops off, and it's a lot harder to tempt them with the prospect of bedroom fun. Also, the women aren't going to be as good looking as you age. The peer pressure has to be there for the genes to replicate. Remember that one of the reasons you're here on this earth today, not some other guys, because your ancestors had the highest sex drive and your great-great-great-grandmother had the highest nag drive. Men being punch-drunk love and women playing the part of the Nagasaurus brought you here today. But someday soon we'll have deliberate reproduction with technology, and the Nagasaurus can go extinct for all I care. The only way for women's power to survive when technology brings about their reproductive obsolescence is to provide traditional services. So expect women to go back to the 1950s if the artificial womb is ever created. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Ace's parents want him to smash a woman from his own background and give them some mini-me's to play with. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that think that the only choice they have in life is the prison of Eastern traditional family life versus a Western feminist family life instead away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.